Yo, what's up? What's up? Episode 177 Stash House Podcast. Your boy Tyler checking in. First time listeners, thank y'all for tuning in. If you tune in weekly, salute. And it's just an episode. You saw some topics you may want to hear about. Salute to you as well. Like, share, subscribe, retweet, whatever you do to help support the podcast. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. All streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor App, YouTube. Make sure you guys subscribe, leave reviews, comments, feedback, all the good stuff, man. Appreciate y'all for y'all support. And very, very special episode, man. My birthday today. You know what I'm saying? Woo! It's my birthday. Blessed to see another year of life, man. That's what it all boils down to for me. Every birthday, I always say the same thing. I'm just happy to be here, man. Happy to continue to elevate the setbacks, the progress, all that good stuff involved, man. It's all a part of the story, man. You got to take your losses. You got to take your wins. And you just got to accept the fact sometimes you're just in a good little groove where, okay, things aren't going so good. Things aren't going so bad at the same time, man. You know, I always was brought up with the concept of, hey, man, you got a roof over your head. You got a bed to sleep in. You got clothes on your back. You got a little money in your pocket. You're doing pretty good for yourself, man. So thank y'all. You know what I'm saying? This episode come out the day after my birthday, but I do want to say thank y'all for the birthday love, the shout outs, all that good stuff, man. I'm going to continue to push forward on this journey of mine within life, professionally, my podcast, all the things above, man. Everything above, just going to continue pushing, stay prayed up, stay out the way. And make my little coins, man. That's all I'm here to do, man. So, once again, birthday love. Thank y'all, man. For real, for real. Big Leo energy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my Leos. Everybody with a birthday in August, man. Leos. I don't know who else. I think is it Virgos? I think Virgos also have birthdays in August as well. So, shout out to everybody, man. And once again, thank y'all for the love. So, very, very fun episode lined up for y'all, man. Heavy, heavy music. Remind me of the old days, I'll say, of the podcast before the pandemic, where just new music releasing. And in this episode, I'm talking about music that released this past weekend and the past couple weekends, man, because I didn't touch on too much of the music last week. So to start with, man, I want to show some appreciation first, man. First, I want to shout out my boy Bad Bunny, man. Bad Bunny, I talked about him on my mid-year episode. One of my favorite artists today, man. One of my favorite albums today. Over the weekend, he started his stadium tour. You know what I'm saying? That's not easy to do a stadium, man. It's only a good little crop of artists who can do a stadium tour. And for him, he's doing it solo, I believe. I don't think he has no openers or nothing like that. So to go around the world selling out stadiums, man, that's a huge, huge congrats to him, Bad Bunny. His tour is coming to Atlanta on the 9th at Truist Park where the Braves play at. And I tweeted, man, a couple of days ago, as a person whose birthday is coming, well, a birthday who's here, and for me to be such a heavy concert guy, you know what I'm saying, before the pandemic, I really slept on my birthday, man. Kendrick Lamar was in Atlanta over the weekend. Burna Boy is coming to Atlanta soon, within the next few days, I believe. And Bad Bunny is coming to Atlanta on the 9th. So for somebody who birthday is here and who loves concerts and three artists who music I enjoy, for me not to book a ticket, man, I really slept on my birthday, man. So I'm kind of hitting myself on the head over that. And when it comes to Bad Bunny, people ask me, yo, Tyler, how do you enjoy Bad Bunny music when you don't understand what he's saying? A couple things. For one, I grew up, and I still am, a Gucci Mane fan. And why am I bringing up Gucci Mane when I talk about Bad Bunny? Because I couldn't understand what Gucci Mane was saying from like 2007 to like 2009. I did not know what Gucci Mane was saying or half of his songs. So for me to listen to an artist and not fully understand what they're saying in English, Spanish, I could kind of get with it. And two, it's just a vibe, man. Like I said, I was in Puerto Rico when his album dropped. It's just a vibe. And then when you just want to be curious and go check out exactly what he's saying, 9 times out of 10, he's talking about women and all that good stuff. So it kind of goes hand in hand. So I enjoy his music, man. I'm kind of mad I'm missing his concert in Atlanta. But over the weekend, he was in Puerto Rico. I seen videos. They had watch parties, news coverage. I can't think of any artists who they just go. Drake in Toronto, I can see that. Kendrick in Compton, J. Cole when the Dreamville Festival, that happens. But for Bad Bunny to have block parties, watch parties, and all that, you would think like he was about to become like the president or something, the way I saw that. Like, that was crazy to see footage like that. So salute to Bad Bunny. Salute to Bad Bunny. Stadium concert underway right now. And if y'all just want to be curious, just to know, like, Tyler, what is it about Bad Bunny you enjoy? Find you some tickets and go to that concert. Just find you some tickets and go to that concert, and you're going to see exactly why I enjoy Bad Bunny music. So salute to Bad Bunny. Also, man, shout out to Gucci Mane. I was just speaking about Gucci Mane. Shout out to Gucci Mane. Over the weekend, he released a track called Dissing the Dead. And the message behind the record is basically he wants artists to stop dissing the dead. And who better than Gucci Mane? I saw some people bring up the Versus clip with him and Jeezy when he was talking about Pookie Loke and all that. And that just kind of solidified my stance on it. I'm like, okay, who better than Gucci Mane to take the OG role and try to make a difference? You know what I'm saying? I say try to make a difference because do I think this will change anything? Who knows? When it comes to this drill genre and all that, I can admit I do feel like it's kind of dying down. Like, it was popping, but I don't think it was as popping like when Chief Keef and all those guys were doing it back in 2012, 2013. Like, this new era now, rather than making good music, they kind of incriminating themselves on records nowadays, and you guys know what they're doing with the lyrics in the courtroom and all that. So for Gucci Mane to take an OG role like this, I'm not mad at it. Like I said, who better than Gucci Mane to try to make a difference and try to reach out to the youngers and try to send a positive message to them, because there's no secret that these labels are going for that. They're going for these drill artists, and when it comes down to courtrooms and criminal cases and all that, the record labels will be there sometime, and sometime the record labels will leave you high and dry. So, I mean, this message, just make better music. You don't got to talk about the dead and dissing your ops and all that to make good music, man. Just make something for the club, the dancers, the women. Do something, man. It's better. It's more than one way to make money in the music business, man. However you choose to do that, that's your business. But like Gucci Mane said, hey, when people come for you, you know what I'm saying, you got to have a plan on standby. So I do want to shout out to Gucci Mane, and I want to shout out to Bad Bunny, man. Two artists whose music I enjoy. Bad Bunny, stadium tour, man. Like I said, only a few artists can do that. I believe The Weeknd is on the stadium tour right now, by the way. So shout out to The Weeknd and Gucci Mane taking a stance, man. So I do want to start with that, just showing some love real quick in that aspect. Also, I do want to say this because I'm probably going to forget next week to say this. Murder, Inc. docuseries is coming on BET August 9th. I don't know how many episodes it's going to have, but I'm definitely tuning in, man. Murder, Inc., I talk about them a few times on the podcast when Ja Rule had his verses, when Ashanti had her verses, different Irv Gotti interviews I've been seeing throughout the years, man. This story may shock some people. I said it a few times on the podcast, yo, when I watched these interviews with Irv Gotti, he was talking about how the record label give them budgets just for drugs and all that. So all the music videos we grew up watching with Ja Rule and Ashanti, Charlie Baltimore, Vida, those music videos, man, behind the scenes are very, very legendary, man. So I'm definitely going to be tuned into that. Sorry, y'all, got some tea. I'm definitely going to be tuned into that. And afterwards, I believe the first night, like I said, I don't know how many episodes they're doing, but after the first episode, Irv Gotti's show Tales is coming back as well. And Tales is a very, very creative concept. I believe he's taking like songs that's got like a storytelling vibe to them, and he's bringing them like on like a television show. So Fuck the Police, he did one with that. He did Biggie, I Got a Story to Tell. He did Fetty Wap, Trap Queen on the first season. He did like seven, eight episodes in the first season, different records. You know, I should have checked to see what records would be for this season, but I'm definitely looking forward to the new season of Tales, and like I said, the new Murder, Inc. docuseries as well. I'm very, very interested to see how deep they're going to go into it, from the rise and fall of Murder, Inc. with Ashanti and Ja Rule and all those people. So I'm definitely looking forward to that, and that come on next Tuesday on BET as well. So definitely, definitely looking forward to that. Now, new music. First, I'm going to start with this past weekend, you know what I'm saying, fresh on everyone's mind. First, I want to start out with K-Count. He released his new project, Vibe Forever, called Vibe Forever. This is his first independent album, and he's been in like the situation where artists are fighting with their label. They want to get music out, but their label saying, no, we're going to hold your music. Your numbers are not meeting the criteria, something like that. So for the past few years, he's been fighting to get off his record label. I think he was with Interscope, if I'm not mistaken. And this is his first independent album, And K-Camp always provided good music. It's just some, K-Camp is one of those artists, like, okay, you heard of him with, like, Money Baby and Cut That Bitch Off and all that. And then you probably think, well, K-Camp, he been kind of quiet. But he's just one of those artists, if you listen to him and you keep up with him, you've been up to date with his projects. The Kiss series he's been doing throughout the year has been great. And this album, man, is great as well. 12 tracks, about 30 minutes long. Only two features. It features Ne-Yo and Doughboy. That track with Ne-Yo is very, very good, man. I did not expect. I mean, K-Camp makes, like, slow records, but, you know, Ne-Yo, he the OG now. But Ne-Yo still on his shit, man. I did not expect that record to be that good. That is a great record with K-Camp and Ne-Yo on that album. And like I said, K-Camp always been providing music throughout the years, man. He's been very, very consistent. I'll say that as well. So, if you haven't already, man, check out that K-Camp new project, man, Vibe Forever. Like I said, only 12 records, 30 minutes long. I definitely highly suggest you guys check that out. And also, man, Queen Beyonce, she dropped her new project, Renaissance, 16 tracks, about an hour long. The Beehive, they've been waiting for about 6 years for this project. I'll say 6 years for a new Beyonce solo project. I know she was heavily involved with the Lion King soundtrack a couple years ago. But I didn't listen to it, but from the timeline and Beyonce fans, it's in that dance vibe that everybody kind of expected her to be in on this album, because she had the song Break My Soul, and that's coming off the Drake Surprise album. So people kind of suspected her to drop a dance project, and she may have more albums coming out because they were supposedly at one. So I'm interested to see how many she's going to do. Of course, like I said weeks ago, man, when she announced the album, I'm sure a tour is coming along with it. But from the response I've been seeing on the timeline from the Beehive and Beyonce fan, I've been seeing some people saying they're not rocking with it, but for the majority, people seem to enjoy different tracks they throwing out, dance records, disco vibes they're saying. So, I mean, if you're out and about, I'm sure you're going to hear some records. And coming off of Vegas, I will say, when this genre, like I said, I'm not the biggest dance house music guy, but I will say, coming off of Vegas, when it's done right, it's done right. You know what I'm saying? I guess it just all depends if it's done right, and it depends on the DJ as well. I will say that the DJ has a lot to do with this house music vibe as well, because transitions and all that, that could play a vital, vital role, man. So, new music this past weekend, K-Camp, Vibe Forever. Make sure you guys check that out. Beyonce, Renaissance, Act 1, check that out. And I saw Wiz dropped a project too called Multiverse. I didn't check it out yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to wait. But I'm going to get to the Wiz. I got to check Wiz out. You know what I'm saying? I do owe it to Wiz to check out his new music as well. So I'm definitely going to be checking that out as well. Now, what I really wanted to get into, man, 2 weeks ago, new music, right? Division. And coming off of my mid-year recap and all that, artists I anticipated to drop this year, Division was on that list. And I clipped it and all that. And when I clipped it, people was inboxing me, yo, I'm ready for Division, I'm ready for Division. Then they announced this record, If I Get Caught. They announced it, and I got response, yo, Tyler, you said Division dropping. They dropping this new song, whoop-de-whoop. So I'm like, all right, bet. So before I get into the record and my thoughts on the record, I want to talk about the rollout, because when a rollout is done good, I want to salute it. So the rollout, well, first, I want to say this is people's first time, really, unless you're like a fan of Division, you might not ever saw their face. And this goes back to my thing of R&B people within the past decade, I'll say now. The Weeknd, Bryson Tiller, Party Next Door, Black, Summer Walker, Division. It's like a good crop of R&B people, R&B artists, I'll say, throughout the past decade, where when you first hear them, you don't see their face. And if you do see their face, you can obviously tell they're camera shy. So Division was in that box, man, for since they dropped, for real, since their first project. And they were signed to OVO. And I should have did more research on this, because they were signed to OVO. And I remember last year, if I'm not mistaken, they announced that they were with LVRN. I don't know if they were LVRN management or label-wise. LVRN, if you don't know, I talk about them a few times as well. They got Black, Drum, Summer Walker. So that's their camp over and down in Atlanta. So since Division been with LVRN, they've been more photogenic. They haven't been in the dark as they were with OVO. You know, that's the OVO vibe. You know what I'm saying? Majid Jordan's like that, Rory Woods. Shit, Drake, you know what I'm saying, for a few years, he was kind of low-key for real. So since they've been with LVRN, they have been more out in the open. And like I said, They've been working with LVRN, Jermaine Dupri, Brian Michael Cox, and all those guys down in Atlanta. So I was looking forward to this record, and I'm still looking forward to their album. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, with their rollout, they were saying, yo, this is the most toxic song ever. And y'all know how I feel about that toxic wave. I don't like it. If it makes good music, it makes good music. But I just hate when that's the, okay, we're going into this session making a toxic song. It's like, let it come. If you expressing your true feelings and all that, and if it's just so happen to be quote-unquote toxic, then let it be that. But I just hate when people go into a song saying, okay, we're going to make this song toxic. And I hate when the fans and the people say, okay, this song is good just because it got toxic lyrics. It's like, no, just because they saying fucked up shit on the song doesn't make the song good. Like, is the production good? Is the hook good? Are they singing? Is the singing good? You know what I'm saying? So a lot of things go into this toxic way that I just don't like. But if it makes a good record, it makes a good record. You know what I'm saying? I can't deny that. Also, with the rollout, Jermaine Dupri, I believe, he released a text message between him and Jay-Z, with Jay-Z approving the Song Cry sample and Jay-Z saying, yo, this song is wrong, this song ain't right, but y'all can get the sample. And they had a video of like a listening session with different groups, straight men, straight women, gay men, gay women, black, white, different nationalities, like a little sit around to listen to the song and give their opinions on the song. And for the video, they had different podcasters who I know or who I listen to and enjoy. They had Drea and Lex from Poor Minds, and they had Maul from the Rory and Maul podcast making cameos in the video. So it was a very 2022 video. So their rollout for it was great. Now, in terms of the record, I'm cool on it. It's an automatic skip for me when they dropped the album. I saw a lot of people saying, yo, this song is not typical Division song. Not a typical Division song. And I definitely agree with that, man. Division makes R&B songs, man. R&B albums. Personally, for me, my favorite album from them is Morning After. I know a lot of people like, I believe it's called September 27th or something like that. I believe that's their first album everybody seems to love. But I like their second album, Morning After, a lot. And this song is not your typical Division song, but I get it. It gets people talking, Shade Room and Baller Alert, all those people posted. So that brings in traffic for the song. I get what they were doing with the rollout and the song. I get what they were doing, but for me, I'm cool on it. I will say this. It falls into the trap of, I like the video more than I like the song. One, like I said, they got Drea fine ass playing the main lady in the video. So it's a good video to watch. Like, the video is good and the song plays like a backdrop to the video. I would love for this to be like a short film video. You know what I'm saying? Like a good little 8-minute short film. That would have made a lot more sense to me, because this song is not it. You know what I'm saying? I understand what they're doing, but, and then, like I said, they fans, we still are highly anticipating their album. Like, we understand what this is for, get people going. It's kind of like they second leg in their career, if you want to say. Like I said, they were with OVO, and now they with LVRN. So LVRN is known for the rollouts that we've seen with Black, and Summer Walker, and all that. So I'm not shocked at this, but at the same time, I will admit this song is not for me. Like I said, I enjoy the video a lot. I really enjoy the video, but the song is just like a nod for me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm cool on that, but you know what I'm saying? So some people say they like it, and it's the toxic thing saying, yo, women only want men if the men got hoes. And like, it's a very obvious, one of those, like I said, obvious, okay, let's write down song lyrics to sing toxic and all that. And I just expected more from Division. I expected more from Jermaine Dupri, Brian Michael Cox, but they're playing the game. You know what I'm saying? I get it, but personally, I think this song might be a skip for me when it comes album time. Like I said, I enjoyed the video a lot, but in terms of song, if I get caught, Division, nah, man, I expected more. But like I said, when they album come, definitely going to be tuned into the album. So, you know what I'm saying? Also, a couple weeks ago, Joey Badass, man, he finally released his album, 2000. It's supposed to came out about a month ago. And he pushed it back due to sample clearances and all that. And we finally got it. Joey Badass 2000, 14 tracks. This is his first album since 2017. Within that time period, though, he's released two packs and three packs throughout that time. But this album, man, got features. Features Diddy, Westside Gunn, Larry June, Chris Brown, Capella Gray, and J.I.D. Overall thoughts on this album, man. I really enjoyed this album, man. The samples did it. Yeah, if he had sample clear, I know people saying, yo, he found out the Drake album was coming out, so he pushed it back. He might have did have sample clear's problem, because these samples, when that Make Me Feel, that second record, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, okay. And Joey Badass, man, with his production, Static Selecta, and different producers on this album, the samples, and Joey just rapping his ass off, man. Like, this is a very, very good album. I think before this album, my favorite Joey Badass project was probably Summer Nights, just because when that time period, when it came out, I want to say that was, what, 2012, 2013. Y'all know how I feel about that time period. But before now, I will say Summer Nights is probably my favorite project from him, but this 2000 project is a very, very strong project, man. If I had to say some of my favorite songs, The Baddest intro with Diddy, like I said, Make Me Feel, Where I Belong, Eulogy is a hard record. The track with Westside Gunn is a hard record, man. All around, this album is like a good no-skip album, man, in my opinion. And it's like a refreshing, it's like refreshing to hear, too, by the way. And I know that's kind of weird to say, because we had rappers who like rap on great beats throughout the year or so, drop projects, but for some reason, something about it wasn't too boom-bappy. It wasn't too backpack. It wasn't too mental health lyrics. It was just a good combination of everything combined. So it wasn't heavy on the Static Selecta going into his backpack producing bag. It wasn't too heavy on Joey Badass just mental health lyrics, because he was saying mental health shit and he was popping his shit, because Joey Badass, like, he on power, and he, the way he dressing now, way different than the way he dressed some years ago. So Joey Badass, he talking his shit at the same time. Just a good combination of everything combined for me with this album. Like I said, 14 tracks. It wasn't a long album at all. So all around, man, I think Joey Badass provided a great, great project. Something that's been in rotation for me since it dropped. I didn't listen to it that Friday it dropped. I got to it that Saturday night. And since then, I find myself going back to it. Like I said, those samples and the beat selection, the production, it was very refreshing to hear. It's like, damn, like, this is what I've been missing from my rotation within the past couple years, for real. Like I said, it's not too boom-bappy. It's not too this. And it's like a perfect combination of a lot of things. So salute to Joey Badass, man. He took his time, about 5 years, man, for an album. And I think he provided, man. So salute to Joey Badass. Speaking of backpack and boom bap production, Alchemist and Rock Marcy announced they got a project coming in August called The Elephant Man's Bones, August 26th, if I'm not mistaken. They announced the album title and the track list. They got 14 tracks, features Action Bronson, Bodie James. They got the OG Ice-T and Knowledge the Pirate featured. And that's just some underground boom bap shit. Y'all know I enjoy a lot. So anytime Alchemist drops something, I'm looking forward to it. And Rock Marcy is one of those underground guys whose music I really, really enjoy. So I'm looking forward to that. So just a recap, man, of this episode. First, salute Bad Bunny. You know what I'm saying? Stadium tour started off in Puerto Rico over the weekend, man. A lot of press, a lot of media, block parties, watch parties, man. That was just amazing to see on Twitter that one guy can hold down an island like that, man. His music. And me being somebody from Alabama, you know what I'm saying, really enjoying the reggaeton genre, not knowing what they saying, but just feeling the vibe and the beats and just knowing how it affect the people in Puerto Rico when they hear that music, man. I really, really enjoy Bad Bunny music. So salute to Bad Bunny Stadium Tour. Like I said, man, if y'all wanted, y'all just curious to know why I enjoy his music, just find you some tickets and go to that concert and you'll definitely see why. Also, Gucci, man, released a song over the weekend called Dissing the Dead, man, urging the young artists, man, stop dissing they dead ops or whatever. And overall, the way I took it, man, just make better damn music. You don't got to do all that extra shit to make music, man. Just make good music, and what's supposed to happen going to happen. And who better than Gucci, man, to try to take a stand and try to get the young people, you know what I'm saying, on the right track. Will it work? We shall see. Also, August 9th, Murder, Inc., docuseries coming to BET. I'm definitely looking forward to that. Irv Gotti, Ashanti, Ja Rule, Vida, Charlie Baltimore, man. Very, very legendary music label, man. A lot of history, a lot of stories. I hope they tell it all, man. If you haven't, just watch some of Irv Gotti and Ja Rule interviews, man. They'll give y'all some behind the scenes on how all that took place during that time period. In terms of new music, this past weekend, K-Camp, Vibe Forever, man. Great, great project. Solid project. His first independent album after fighting with his label for multiple years. So I'm glad K-Camp is finally getting out a project he wants to get out. I'm sorry, y'all. This tea is just so good. And also, Queen Beyonce, Renaissance at One, dropped over the weekend. The Beehive is very, very excited about that. Only question I have is there going to be more acts? You know what I'm saying? Which, if this is like a dance, disco vibe, what would Act 2 be? Possibly Act 3, 4, 5, anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure a tour announcement is coming out soon. So the Beehive is definitely eating off that. And a couple weeks ago, Division, If I Get Caught record. Record really not for me, man. I'm cool on the whole toxic trend at this point. If it's a good song, it's a good song. If it got toxic lyrics, cool. But overall, is the song good? In my opinion, If I Get Caught, it's not a good song. Great video, though. Great, great video. The song could have been a lot better, but, I mean, that what happens when you play the game, the streaming game, and all that good stuff. So it is what it is, but I'm still looking forward to the album whenever it comes out. Joey Badass, 2000. Great, great project, man. Been a heavy rotation for me since it dropped. I highly suggest people, man, y'all check it out. I'm not mad at it at all. You know what I'm saying? So salute to Joey Badass for that. Definitely, definitely enjoyed that project. And like I said, August 26th, Rock Marcy, Alchemist, The Elephant Man's Bones, man. Looking forward to that. So one of those episodes, man, where it's just take us back to like the 2018, 2019 time period of the podcast, where I just come to give y'all my thoughts on the new music that's dropped. And like I said, man, for a birthday episode, I'm glad I don't got to come in here and talk about no bullshit, no crazy shit, just some music that I enjoy, music that I grew up listening to in terms of like Gucci and, the Murder Inc. and all that. So, yeah, man, y'all have a great day, great week. Catch y'all here same time next week, man. All that good stuff. I'm saying this because y'all know I got a new outro and intro. Shout out to my cousin Zach on that, Easy Wheel Production. So salute to him on that, man. Y'all take it easy, man. Keep me in your prayers. I'll do the same for y'all, man. One love.